House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York told CNN that ICE has been operating like an unaccountable rogue agency in places like Minnesota, and it's time that it was held to account.
We know that ICE is completely and totally out of control. They've gone way too far, and the American people want them reined in, because immigration enforcement should be fair, it should be just, and it should be humane. So dramatic changes are necessary.
House Speaker Mike Johnson from Louisiana told reporters that Homeland Security covers a lot of important government agencies beyond just ICE, and that the Democrats are putting that funding at risk.
It's the Coast Guard. It's Secret Service. It's FEMA. We're in the middle of winter storms that people are still digging out from. So this is no time to play games with that funding. We hope that they will operate in good faith over the next 10 days as we negotiate this. The president, again, has reached out.
Democrats have recommended a raft of reforms to immigration and customs enforcement, policies that, they argue, would help keep the public safe and regain its trust. California Democrat Pete Aguilar is chair of the House Democratic Caucus.
Body cameras must be required by law, and masks must come off. Judicial warrants are a requirement, not a suggestion.
Democrats have also demanded that Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem be removed or resigned from her post. Republicans have called most of those demands non-starters as negotiations between congressional Democrats, the Trump administration, and its Republican allies in Congress appear to have stalled. Democrats have suggested splitting off other parts of the government from immigration enforcement and keeping those funded while the two sides continue to negotiate. Republicans have rejected that idea as not feasible. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.